So, looking back over the people side of your time with No Fit State, who are the characters that sort of stand out, maybe that aren't around anymore? Or
Marco, Howie, Barnes, Lynn Legendary.
What sort of things did they get up to?
Oh, well, they were just so good at being just standing there and actually not having to do very much. You know, they had a great persona and stage presence, and you could just watch them, and even they were just standing there most of the time. You know, they were really strong performers. Barnes was obviously memorable because of all the counterweighting that he did with Shayna, which, for years through Immortal and Taboo, and I think he'd left by the time Bianco started. Howie's just brilliant because he will try anything and can pretty much do anything, and that's you can put him in any kind of clothes and he'll adapt as a character and take it on board. They're not afraid to just go out there and be themselves, and they're very watchable people. Very sad to see them not in the show anymore. There's like a hole, I think. You know, Marco with his, in the more recent show in Bianco, with the big coat and the silly hat. And it started when we were in Cornwall, and friends had asked him to go and do a little performance piece, and he was looking for a rat around the floor, and then it became part of his character, this kind of bonkers old man with just constantly trying to shove the rats down the holes. And yeah, you see him doing it in the show and there'd be something really amazing going on, and I'd just turn around and see Marco doing that and I'd just be in fits and not watching what's going on at all. I find myself doing that quite a lot. But then I think because I know the show so well and I've been in it myself, I know that around the edges there's lots of other little performancey things going on as well. So I know that I've got to have a little look to see what I can find, because that's quite nice. And the band as well. And Sage. The Swinging Trapezes, Lyndall.
So what do you think, 10 years is quite a long time to stay with one company. What do you think held you here or kept you here rather than going anywhere else?
I just feel like I belong here.
It feels like home.
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like they're my friends for life, and even if they wanted to get rid of me, I wouldn't go. They could try.
So, have you got a budget? What's that side of things like now? Can you actually go right? Well,
oh yeah, the budgets are brilliant now. I mean, it's like Christmas compared to what it was. You know, and also Friends are obviously has a much wider range of ideas. So there has to be a budget to fulfil that as well. And before, she'd want these things and we'd do our best to give her them, but within the budget restraints. So quite often there'd have to be a lot of compromises and things like that. Or apart from, what is it she said about the coats? So we had the City of Angel coats that were short for the first couple of years. And then I think it was the last Immortal? She came, because myself and my sister worked together as designers and costume makers a lot. And she came in the night before the show was about to open, and she said, I want everybody in 9 metre long black coats. And I just said to her, that's impossible. That's nine metre long black coats in 24 hours. We can't afford to do it. And she said, I don't care how you do it, I just want it done. So then I was like, right, okay. So I went to Tom and I said, we've got to make this happen. What are we going to do? And he just said, just buy the fabric. like, right, okay, we'll buy the fabric, but we can't afford to pay 9 sewers to come in and sew the coats. So it's just me and my sister. All right. So we bought the fabric. We went to Ebenezer Church and we laid out the fabric and we made the coats and we stayed up all night, all through the morning. And we were still sewing at 7 o'clock that morning and we hadn't slept. And we were just like sewing and sewing and sewing. And by 10 o'clock in the morning, we'd fallen asleep on the crash mats in the church. And we were just like matchsticks holding our eyes up like that. We'd made the coats. We got them in. We hung them up on the cupola in the tent. And friends came in at 11 o'clock and they were all hanging up. And we were just like, we must be mad.
That is amazing, isn't it? It's like an Olympic feat of sewing.
It was ridiculous. And the thing was, we were just like, well, you know, if we'd have decided that you wanted these coats a couple of weeks ago, we might have been able to get people to help us.
Did you promise never to do it again?
No. No, although things have improved, definitely. Things like that don't really happen anymore. The big white skirt was made well in advance. Again, myself and my sister upstairs pulling it all out on the dance floor. But, you know, we did it without having to stay up all night. But we did make it in 2 days.
That is amazing. So how did your sister come on board?
She's always worked with me. She took the theatre degree 5 years after me. So this fact, we're 5 years apart, and she graduated and went off and did her own thing for a while. She's more into dance and designing costumes for dance, so she's done a lot of stuff for Rubicon and things like that. And then we kind of cross over and we work together. So if she's free, she'll come and work on something with me. She'll always work as my sort of co-designer slash assistant. She's brilliant. And we don't really have to talk about it. We can just do it, and it's done. There's no explanation. We know each other so well that we're really in sync. Mm. So the job gets done much quicker, which is great.
So when No-Fit State moves from John Street, do you know where will you have your own sort of rooms or room? Or
I don't know really what's happening. I just spoke to Lizzie and she said that they're going to build us a wardrobe space at some point. We've been really lucky here because I set that wardrobe up in there, which is great. Mm. And it's been brilliant for community things and it's nice to have it in the same place as where they're training, because then they can come in and try stuff on and go back in there and practice with it. So yeah. With it being in Dunbar's, it's going to be quite annoying, because it means that rails of costumes are going to have to be trolleyed back and forth to wherever the new space is, so it's not ideal really.
So looking back over your time so far with No-Fit State, you've said it's like family and like home sort of thing, and so it sounds like you've evolved with No-Fit
State. I have. I've grown up with them. I've grown up with them, and I've done lots of other things as well. I haven't just worked for No-Fit State. Right. So quite often their rehearsal period will be between April, May and June depending on funding and things like that. And then they go off on tour, so I've toured with them for years and years and years. First as a performer and a wardrobe person, and then just as a wardrobe person with my kids. So I've gone off and done lots of other things in between No-Fit State, so it's not like I've just worked for the one company. I've worked for lots of
companies. Is that going off to other circuses?
I worked for Sir Columbia. I've done a lot of stuff at the Roundhouse with them. I worked with them in Budapest and Paris. Who else have I worked for? Circuses, Baseline Circus. I've done a lot of stuff with them.
So that's the other aspect, I suppose, of circuses, that they are international now.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah.
So you do get to go around the world with them, really,
yeah.
don't you?
Yeah.
Is that the side you like, or you liked more before?
I liked more before, actually. Now, it's, I mean, the last big travel that I did was Australia, going to Perth, which was amazing, and that was a good way to end on it, really, for me. And then Emily kind of came on board, and she absolutely loves the life, and that's something that she's been craving for a long time. So Emily's now doing wardrobe for Bianco. So, yeah, because quite often with wardrobe people, if they're trained in, like, for example, Welsh College, they have aspirations to go off to London and do lots of other things. So travelling with the No Fit State Circus just to do that for years and years and years isn't enough for them. They've got lots of other things they want to do. Mm. Whereas Emily's come on board and she's just absolutely blown away by the whole experience and the travelling and living in the truck and... You know, it's the lifestyle, actually, that you have to love. Mm. And if you don't love the lifestyle, then it's just pointless. Mm. So, yeah, I've always worried that they haven't got the right person on tour looking after the costumes and, you know, different people coming and going, and you can't be having that. It's got to be somebody that wants to stay and do it and take pride in it and it be their mission to make sure that those costumes, when they go out of a daily basis, look perfect. Mm. And she's happy to do that, so I kind of feel like I can just go and live on my hill with my kids now.
So how do you feel like the near future, how with No Fit State work-wise and all that?
I think I'll always be part of, you know, the design side of things, because me and Forenza have such a strong connection and she trusts me. I do try and bring different designers in and she always says to me, I don't like them, I want you. So, yeah, fair enough.
Can you imagine, you know, going to a glitzy circus like Cirque du Soleil or something and how your life as a...
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
Do you think you've got more decision making here and the way it's done here, that everyone puts their, you know, ideas?
I think what's great about this company is it's very theatre based, so it's like as if you would be designing a theatre show, but it's much more fun and you've got no boundaries.
You've got to put stretchy bits in.
You've got no walls, yeah. So you know there's not red tape like there is in theatre, and that's nice. So you've got freedom to just, you know, go, I've got this idea, what do you think about this? And sometimes it'll go in and sometimes it won't, but it's just, yeah, it's just nice to have that extreme. Mm. But the structure of the way the project is run is very theatre-based. So you feel like you're doing theatre, but on another level. Mm. So that's nice. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's, unless you've got anything else you'd like to add. Is there anything your strongest thing that you'd like to say to eternity? Has these tapes are going to be there forever? Someone listening in 200 years' time to this, what would you say to them about No Fit State and your time?
I would say I'm glad that I met No Fit State in 2000 when it all kind of that. First stages of Immortal and the tent tours were happening. I'm glad I was at the beginning there.
Because
now it's quite corporate now. I know they don't want it to be, but they've got more money. They've got, you know, amazing performers from all around the world. And it's a very different animal to what it was then. And I liked what it was then, and I like what it is now. And I liked the journey that I went on with them to help them make it what it is. And I'm happy that I was part of that process because, yeah, it was nice to watch and see it grow as a company. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
There you go.